Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority. Woo-hoo! WFXS America. 98.7 The Foxy Knowledge.
It is time for a terrific Tuesday edition of Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff Byers and Scott Giese with you. You could join the big show this morning. Our phone number is 814-954-7266.
I know, nothing to talk about. Which is a big fat lie.
There's nothing going on out there.
Yeah, there's plenty to talk about. Later this hour, for a segment at least, we're going to lighten up. All right, we're going to lighten up. One of our sponsors, our friend Tom Range from Happy Valley Comic Con, is going to join us. Man, do they have an event coming up here. It's not till the end of February, all right? But if you listen, you've heard advertisements and so on already. They've got the whole building over at Nittany Valley Sports Center, 100,000 square feet of sci-fi, fantasy, and stuff like that. Special guest. Oh, this is going to be a blast. All right. If you're an adult, if you're a kid, whatever, this is going to be fun. And so I said to Tom, hey, come on in and talk about it. So we're going to take a segment and talk with Tom later this hour just to kind of lighten things up a little bit. And then, of course, we have all the heavy issues. All right. And so maybe most of the 9 o'clock hour we'll give over to the heavy issues. You know what they are. So stay tuned for that, all right? We got a busy program, so buckle your seatbelt. There you go.
Oh, baby.
Buckle your seatbelt. Obviously, if we've got a cool autumn week, I'm wondering if we might have another freeze watch warning something. Not tonight, probably Thursday night. Supposed to get maybe down near freezing again, so if you have plants outside, you might need to cover them again or bring them in again or something like that. Again, not today, although today is cool, very autumn-like. By the way, if you haven't been paying attention or following, daylight savings time ends on officially November 2. Because remember, they always do that at, 2 o'clock in the morning? It's like, do you actually stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning so you can change your clock?
Every single time.
You do?
Oh, absolutely.
What do you have, insomnia?
Gotta be accurate.
Insomnia or something like that, all right? So November 2, that's Sunday, so that's only two and a half weeks away, all right? And then we turn the clocks back. So you gain an hour's sleep. Yay! All right. So get ready. I mean, I go out in the morning now and it's dark. I take my dog out. I'm like, oh boy, it's dark. I got to hang on for another couple of weeks and then it won't be so dark for a while. Anyway, yesterday was Columbus Day. Now we didn't really, yesterday we were talking about other things. Okay. Yesterday was Columbus Day, Indigenous Peoples Day, whatever you want to call it. All right. It's interesting. A Penn State professor, all right, we're going to free plug, Dr. Matthew Restall has a new book called The 9 Lives of Christopher Columbus. And I'd actually like to get my hands on this book.
Wait a second.
What?
He was a cat?
That was my
all of this time?
Well,
nobody mentioned this when I was in school.
That was my first thought.
We were taught that Pluto was a planet and Christopher Columbus was a human being.
Sorry.
What in the world?
Well, if I get this book, I'll share it with you and you can you can find out, okay? Has nothing to do with being a cat. Although Columbus, I mean, one of the things that I guess Dr. Restall says in his book, and I've heard this before, the belief forever is that Columbus is Italian. And there's actually forensic evidence of some kind. He was actually Spanish. He was not Italian. He was from Spain. Now, I've got a blurb here from Penn State Media talking about Dr. Restall and his book. Allegedly, I guess over in Galicia, Spain, which is a place that I guess he visited recently before he decided to write his book. Over in Galicia, Spain, apparently they claim Columbus as their own. They say, and this is hard to believe, they claim that Columbus was a nobleman from Galicia who faked his own death in 1492, took on a new persona, Christopher Columbus, and then went to the king and queen of Spain and said, hey, you got some money and some ships, I got an idea. And they convinced, you know, he was apparently convincing enough. And as it turned out, his hunch was wrong, but it was right because they found something. They found the New World. All right. So there you go.
I thought he was Canadian.
Okay. Well, there was no Canada back then.
Oh, there was a Canada.
Well, it was there, but it wasn't called Canada. So I think I'm going to have to check this out. I will assume this will come to a local bookstore near me, and that's one I'd like to check out.
How do we explain his love of hockey and donuts if he was not Canadian?
I'll have to read that in the book. Okay. Go into Tim Hortons a lot. Okay, there we go. My thought on Columbus is just this. Again, some people despise Columbus. They vilified him. I mean, all sorts of stuff. Yes, what followed Columbus was really bad. Some really bad dudes. All right. Now, it's said that Columbus was a really bad dude. All right. If it hadn't been Columbus discovering America, it would have been somebody else.
Columbus isn't that bad. It's just the university that's there. We tend to despise Columbus.
Well, where did that name come from?
Huh?
Columbus, Ohio. Gee, I wonder where that name came from. Anyway, if it hadn't been Columbus, it would have been somebody else. All right? The Spanish were starting to sail. The Portuguese had already been sailing. The French were sailing. The English were sailing. The Dutch were sailing. And they were all headed west. If it hadn't been Columbus, it would have been somebody else. And, of course, the Vikings beat all of them to it. The only thing with the Vikings is they came over, discovered Newfoundland, hung around for a little while, turned around, went back. That was it, as far as we know, all right, despite what folks in Minnesota might think. No. Okay. Allegedly, the Vikings made it all the way to Minnesota. Like, really? Go grab a map. I mean, that's quite a distance between Newfoundland and Minnesota. Anyway, so I'll have to check that book out. That sounds like a pretty good book. All right, what else do we have? All right, congrats to my friends from WPSU. Thank goodness. They have a new lease on life, so to speak. Penn State Board of Trustees did the right thing. I know that's unusual, but hey, they did the right thing. What's going to happen is WHYY, which is a big public station down in Philadelphia, essentially is taking over WPSU. And that was the original plan. But part of the original plan was that Penn State was going to pony up some money, I think $17 million over a period of years, to help keep things going. And some trustees members balked at that. Like, no, we don't want to do that. $17 million. Let's see. The Franklin buyout is, okay, let's move on. But they reworked the deal, and so Penn State apparently, somehow, doesn't have to pony up any money. Yay! Like, they don't have any. Okay. So WHYY is going to take over WPSU, which means friends of mine, I hope, get to keep their jobs over there. Because they do good work in central and northern PA, border to border, from the New York border to the Maryland border. They do good, good stuff that nobody else is doing. And so I openly applaud them. That's great. Now, whenever one company takes over another company, the folks at the other company are like, okay, do we get to keep all our jobs? Well, we'll have to see what happens in that regard. But thankfully, WPSU is not going anywhere. The trustees made the right call. State College School District had a school board meeting last night. And what's interesting, I am so jealous. All right, what's interesting is they found that the school district actually has a $10 million surplus.
Hello.
Yeah, you're the PA announcer. You want
$10 million?
You want to go ask for a raise? You want to go ask for a raise? Go do it. What's the one thing I noticed? They're going to put in a new, or I guess they want to put in a new video scoreboard in the North Gym. A video scoreboard. All right. So in other words, you'd see pictures and stuff like that. And I'm thinking, you get all the great toys.
Pretty cool.
All right, out at Penns Valley again. We have to keep feeding the mules so that everything stays powered while you people get the video boards. Jeez. And I suppose it'll have, like, exploding fireworks and stuff coming out of it, too, won't it?
I would think so.
Oh, for goodness sakes. I am thoroughly 100% jealous. All right. Anyway. All right, let's see what... Yes, I am jealous. I truly am. Let's move on. Now, last night, I'm at home, and we've moaned about this. Oh, there's nothing to watch on television. There's like 500 channels. Oh, there's nothing to watch on television. I don't know. The NFL games last night just bored me. And the baseball playoffs, yeah, okay. Seattle won again. All right. They're looking pretty good. Dodgers, Brewers, doesn't light me up, you know. So I thought, I'm going to watch a rocket ship fly. And so SpaceX, the big company, their big rocket called Starship went up again last night. This is try number 11. Some of the earlier tries, didn't go so well. Last night's try essentially went perfectly.
Perfectly. That's pretty good.
All right. That's a good thing if you're a space geek. All right. Because this is the ship that's supposed to take astronauts to the moon and eventually, maybe in 5 or 10 years, go to Mars. All right. And it needs to be big. This is the biggest rocket ever built. So this thing thundered off the launch pad down in Texas, their special place they have down there. And, you know, thanks to the Starlink satellites up in the sky, they're like everywhere, folks were pretty much able to watch every moment of the flight from takeoff to touchdown. And it was pretty cool. I mean, I'm watching this. I'm like, all right. And, you know, there were talking heads doing, you know, here's what's happening now, and here's what's going to happen in 2 minutes, and all this sort of thing.
So you were watching touchdowns, too.
Well,
sort of. Touchdowns all over the place.
All right. They put out some dummy satellites yesterday. Not real satellites. They just want to make sure, okay, is this actually going to work? And it worked apparently flawlessly, these dummy satellites. It's interesting. The broadcast came from the SpaceX headquarters in Texas, where there were all these, I guess they're SpaceX workers, and they were standing kind of behind the control room, and every time something went right, in the background, you could hear, yay, cheers! I mean, people were like popping champagne corks or whatever the heck they were doing down there. They had a great night. And so the rocket goes up. It deploys these fake satellites perfectly. The rocket comes back down. The booster, which is the thing that gets it up off the ground, landed like it was supposed to. Yay! All right. And then the main rocket comes down, ends up in a part of the Indian Ocean. So it was kind of a splashdown. But in this case, it fired its rockets like it was going to land on the ground, which apparently was not the original plan because it was over the ocean. And it missed its target by, I mean, Mr. Ironhead, it missed its target by from like me to my car out there in the parking lot. So that's a pretty good shot. So for fellow space geeks, they nailed it. All right. They nailed it last night. So congrats to SpaceX. Okay. There we go. Let's see. Of course, Israel. The whole situation over in Israel and Gaza. Yesterday was quite a day. All right. The hostages all released. Palestinian prisoners were released. Donald Trump flies over there. A lot of other world leaders apparently at the last minute kind of hopped on planes and they all flew in and they had a big event last night. Or yesterday, I should say. And, okay, great, wonderful. Let's ring the bell. All right. That's step one. The question is, okay, there's a lot of other steps that need to happen if this peace plan is going to hold. And I've seen at least one story that says, all right, Hamas, yeah, those people, the murderers, Hamas, they're supposed to disarm and essentially walk off the stage. Now, if you're a regular listener, I've said several times, I'm finding it hard to believe Hamas is just going to get up and leave. All right, after all this time, they're going to do that? I've seen at least one story that says Hamas has been told they need to disarm, and Hamas has said, we don't think so. All right, so there's a ways to go with this little situation or this big situation. This is not all slam dunk, all done. They got a long way to go. So let's hope it holds. Let's hope it develops. But I'm sorry, when it comes to this part of the world, I'm a pessimist. All right? Hamas is not going to go quietly. And if they're not going to go quietly, what's Israel going to do? They're going to say, look, we wanted to get rid of you guys. If you're not going to go quietly, we're going to go back in and get rid of you guys again. And then it all starts up again. So be cautious, I guess, all right? But we'll see what happens. All right, the Babylon Bee, which is a satirical website, had a headline this week. Headline, Hitler brings peace to Israel. Okay, you're like, what? All right, come on. All of those folks, maybe somebody listening to my voice, keep comparing Donald Trump to Hitler, which is nuts. Totally nuts. Now, here we go. Coming up on Saturday, we got another one of these No Kings protests. Now, folks, I will not even try to hide my disdain at whoever's Trump or whoever's, you know, trying to urge people on to come out to these things. I've seen one story. Now, this was out of Penn Live in Harrisburg, where some people are going to get together on Saturday, maybe roughly like early afternoon or over the noon hour for an hour or two, and they're going to chant and wave signs and swear and wear masks and rant and rave and rage. I'm going to assume some people are going to show up at the Allen Street gates sometime on Saturday, definitely before the football game, to do the same basic thing. And again, as I've said here before, again, this is Scott, all right? As I've said here before, why are you doing this? This is pointless. It gains nothing except making you look silly. All right, why? Again, we're going to have people with masks, people with F Trump signs, people chanting and screaming and ranting and raving and raging, and it does what exactly? Why would you allow yourself to be involved with something that's going to do absolutely nothing? All right, there's number one. Number two, again, there's some national group that's behind this. Do you really know who they are? Do you really know what their goals are? Or are you just being swept up in the emotion? Don't allow yourself to be swept up in the emotion. Just don't do it. All right? Try to do something constructive. These protests are not constructive at all. Why are you doing this? And the No Kings part, I mean, do I have to explain this again? Donald Trump is not a king. All right? He's a CEO. All right, he's going to, the way he wants to run the White House and government is the same way he ran his companies, because he's a businessman. He's a career businessman. That's not a king. That's a CEO. Now, I don't know, maybe for next month they should do the No CEOs rallies.
Ooh,
all right,
yeah.
Maybe that's what's on the November plan.
Let's do it.
No CEOs. Now, all the CEOs out there may not be thrilled with such a protest, all right? You might want to watch out for that. But just like, folks, why would you do this on Saturday? And I'm being sincere. Why are you wasting your time with this? And again, whoever is nationally behind this, folks, somebody's pulling strings, all right? You need to figure out who's pulling the strings on these things, and then do you necessarily agree with them? And if you have any kind of doubt, stay home and wait for the football game Saturday night. Just don't do it. Just, again, that's one man's opinion. Just don't do it. All right? It's just nothing good comes of this. All right, finally, electric vehicles. Oh, yes. Now, we're in a college town, so there are a decent number of electric vehicles that I'm driving around. There's a Tesla, and there's a Kona, or there's some other. I can tell that it's an electric vehicle. All right, that's cool. Now, all of those government subsidies to try to make those cars cheaper, that ended 2 weeks ago at the end of September. Plug is pulled. Was a $7,500 tax credit. That's gone. And some folks have thought, okay, sales of EVs are going to tank now, because if nobody can get the tax credit from the government, nobody's going to buy one. I don't agree with that. All right. Tesla has now come out with a cheaper version of their Model Y. I think I've seen these around. They look pretty cool. Their Model Y is now down to about $40,000. Before, it was in the upper 40s. All right. And so the idea here is, and come on, folks, this is common sense. If you want to sell something and there's no more government freebies to hand you, well, what do? Well, you either make a really, really incredible vehicle that people are willing to pay for, or you lower the price. All right. Now, for most folks still, something that's upwards of $50,000, that's a lot of money for a car. So they're going to drop it down to about $40,000. And so the idea is hopefully people will still be interested to buy one of these things. Now, my question to the audience is, would you be interested in buying one of these things if they make it affordable? In other words, along the lines of the price of a gasoline car, would you buy one of these? Because that's the only way they're going to, I mean, the government subsidy idea was dumb anyway, because, I'm sorry, we're $2 trillion in debt every year, and we're just throwing more money out the door? That's crazy. You can't do that. And so, if you're going to lower the price, would you be interested in buying one of these? I'm not in the market for a car right now, but if they can lower the price for these things, I might at least take a look at it. I've got a daughter who owns an EV. She got a killer, killer lease deal earlier this year. And I told her, I'm like, that's quite a deal you got there. That's amazing. She likes it. She really likes her new car. I don't know if she'll keep it for long term, but she likes it. So I, you know, might be willing to take a look whenever car buying time comes up for me again. So don't automatically turn your back on EVs, but those prices need to come down. And I think maybe that's starting to happen. There we go. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We have our sports segment. You have a lot, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You have a ton. We'll talk with our friend Tom Range from Happy Valley Comic Con later this hour. And then at 9 o'clock, okay, it could be Israel. Plenty of things to talk about there. I've got an interesting statistic that if we have time, I'll share it. It's an eye-opening statistic. Nothing to do with Israel. This is a different subject. And, yes, Penn State football. All right, so get ready for all of that. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We'll take a break and come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Scott Graham here from Westwood One. Don't miss any of our exclusive NFL action all season long until a new champion is crowned at Super Bowl 60. Of course, each week begins with Thursday Night Football. I'll get it started with a preview and a look ahead at the big weekend games. Then it's to the stadium for the play-by-play of all the action. Join us all season long on Thursday Night Football.
The road to Super Bowl 60 starts right here all season long. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate happy hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
It's a busy world. Too many things grabbing your attention. On the radio, you want a show that talks to what you're thinking about. And yeah, some laughs to break up the stress. That show is Let's Talk. Weekdays, 8 to 10 a.m. here on 98.7 The Fox. This is Scott Giese. Join me and Jeff Byers for talk every day on the topics that interest you, that make you angry, that make you want to know more. Big topics, local topics, news or sports, and your calls and comments. Start your day with a show to get the brain cells firing. Let's Talk. Weekdays, 8 to 10 a.m. here on 98.7 The Fox.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coolest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines. The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails. Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home.
Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, and did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
It is Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you, and, well, it's quite a week here in the Valley of Happiness, isn't it? Penn State holding a press conference yesterday. Penn State Athletic Director Pat Kraft letting us know what the search is going to entail here for Penn State's next head football coach.
We're going to continue.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah, you got to stop the music there. Whoops. All right,
there
we go.
One little detail.
Oh, yes, got to love toys. All right, let's try again.
Huh. Still didn't stop it. All right.
There you go.
Try again.
Our next coach will be someone who embodies everything Penn State stands for. Integrity, accountability, toughness, humility, and an elite motivator. We'll find a coach who can achieve excellence at the highest level, doing it with confidence and conviction. Recruiting will always be a pillar here. We want someone who will attract elite talent, retain players in the NIL era, and make Penn State a destination. This is also about the modern era of college football. Our next coach needs to be able to maximize elite level resources, attack the transfer portal, and develop at the highest level. This person has to fit Penn State. They need to represent the toughness, the blue collar work ethic, and the class that defines this institution. We want someone who honors our tradition but isn't afraid to evolve. Someone who understands the weight of we are and leads us forward with a vision of championships. The right coach will rebuild the unity and pride that defines this historic program. And they will ignite this fan base around a shared belief that we're capable of greatness, and we're going to do it the right way, and we are the best program in the country.
That is Pat Kraft yesterday on the search for a new head coach.
Terry Smith is the interim head coach. He also addressed the media yesterday and talked about his very substantial ties with Penn State football.
I played for Coach Paterno, and now I play for another very successful coach here at Penn State in Coach Franklin. As for me, I appreciate the opportunity from Pat Kraft and administration that they entrusted me to lead this program forward. Penn State holds a dear place in my heart. I'm a third-generation Penn Stater. My dad sits up top. He's a 68 grad. I'm a 91 grad. My son's a 07 grad. My daughter graduated here recently. I call this place home. I love this place. I love the blue and the white. I'm proud to be sitting in front of you.
Pat Kraft did say that Terry Smith will be considered as a permanent head coach, as that search will continue through the coming weeks at least. For the 33rd time, Penn State and Iowa will meet on the football field. The Nittany Lions lead the overall series 18-14. Heading into Saturday's 7 o'clock kickoff at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City. Penn State 3-3 now on the season, 0-3 in the Big Ten, while the Hawkeyes come in at 4-2 overall, 2-1 in Big Ten play. Do believe there's going to be a lot of interest in seeing how things play out in this particular game come Saturday night. Couple of other news and notes. Philadelphia Eagles announcing that they have signed Penn State grad and cornerback Tariq Castro Fields to their practice squad. Also, Penn State women's volleyball team up to number 17 in the latest coaches poll after Penn State got the big win over Wisconsin and also defeated Northwestern this past weekend. Also, Kennedy Martin, who had over 45 kills in the two matches, has been named the Big Ten Player of the Week for the third time this season. She's pretty good.
She's darn good.
Don't know if people have picked up on that, but she's not a bad player.
Yes, yes, yes.
Penn State men's hockey team, after it split with Clarkson over the weekend, is down to number 6 in the coaches' poll, slipping 2 spots. Ugh. Michigan now into the number 4 spot.
Oh, boo.
I mean, come on.
Boo.
I think the Nittany Lions will be all right.
They'll
Boston U is up to number 1 after both Western Michigan and Michigan State lost to unranked opponents at home. Boy, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, that's
for some
a theme
reason.
Last week.
Yeah, it was a very interesting week, to say the least, in college men's hockey. Penn State back in action against Long Island University. I just call them LIU. That'll be Friday night, 7:30 start, and then Saturday night at think a 7 o'clock start on Saturday.
Really?
I think so.
Same as the football game?
I believe that is
Oh,
correct.
That's interesting. All right.
Yeah, football's on the road. I don't know
well,
if you
I know
aware
that.
Of that. They're,
I'm talking
in
about
Iowa,
start
so there's
time.
Not going to be any.
Start time.
Correct. That's
right.
Yeah, they're
that's
not
it.
Not going to be competing against one another fans.
All right.
Penn State men's basketball promotional schedule announced. I could be wrong on that. I'll look that up. Penn State men's basketball promotional schedule has been announced. Single game ticket sales for the home games at the Jordan Center are now available. Penn State will have 15 games inside the BJC, and that will open up with the November 3rd matchup against Fairfield. Penn State also has that matchup with Illinois at the Palestra. That ticket will be sold separately from the single game sales with details on how you can get those tickets coming in the nearer future. Also, yesterday in high school sports action, State College field hockey team getting a big road victory over Hazleton. 6-1 the final. Reagan Dare scored the first couple of goals for State High. Bryn Pazowski, Heidi Egger, Ella Gorley, and Heidi Egger again, lighting the back of the net. It's not what they really do. You know, they put the ball in the net.
All right, there we go.
But, yeah. So Egger with two goals, Dare with two goals, and both Pazowski and Gorley with a goal as State College gets a good road victory. Also, yesterday, the Bald Eagle area girls volleyball team losing to Hollidaysburg 3-1. Also, last night, in the Major League Baseball playoffs, it was the Mariners. They had the bats going last night. A 10-3 win over the Blue Jays. Ooh, Seattle now up 2-0 in the series. The Dodgers edged the Brewers 2-1 in the opening game of the National League Championship Series. Game 2 in the National League Championship Series will be tonight in Milwaukee. That'll be an 8:08 start. And then tomorrow, it'll be the Blue Jays visiting the Mariners against Seattle, already up 2-0. 8:08 start in tomorrow's game in the American League Championship Series as well. In the National Football League, the Chicago Bears, beat the Washington Commanders 25-24. What is going on around here? The Atlanta Falcons knocked off the Buffalo Bills 24-14.
Interesting.
It's a crazy night of NFL action is what it was. I'm not a fan of the Monday night doubleheader, in case anybody was caring.
And this was two overlapping games.
Yeah.
Not just, one at a time.
Just go back. We're overdoing. It's becoming nonsensical the way they're doing this. Thursday night, Sunday morning, Sunday, just too much. We're overdoing it at this point.
All right.
One humble person's opinion. That's too much. Pittsburgh Steelers will be at the Cincinnati Bengals on Thursday night. We will have that game for you. Coverage will begin at 7:30. On Thursday night, as the Steelers will be looking to go to 5-1 en route to their seventh Super Bowl championship at the end of this season.
Okay. What's that about jumping the gun?
Is that, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I don't know.
It's pretty clear cut now.
All right. Who's the best team in the AFC right now?
That is a really good question.
Now, the Colts are off to a great start.
They are.
They're 5-1.
Thank you, Tyler Warren.
They haven't had an off week or anything yet. So the Steelers are kind of right there with them. The Bills have now lost two in a row.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They did not good,
they didn't look good at all last night.
Like pretty much from the get-go.
Yeah.
It was a weird vibe right from the start for Buffalo last night.
So maybe the Steelers are the best team. Now the Steelers and Colts play, but not for a few weeks.
Correct.
All right. So that'll be, right now at least, that'll be a really interesting game.
If they can get this win over the Bengals, beat the Packers, it is set. I will say the schedule, and we talked about it before the season, the schedule, if the Steelers were going to make any noise, they had to take care of business on the front end. And I said they had to go at least 4-2, through the first six games. That you can check off, even if they get upset by the Bengals, which they better not Thursday night. They've got a very good chance here to get off to a sensational start record-wise. The issue is the schedule does become much more challenging in the second half of the season.
I was fearful of the Packers game. I'm not so much fearful anymore.
No, sports in general, football in general, but the NFL in particular, it is just, the ebbs and flows, and it really is just about getting yourself into position for the playoffs and then getting yourself healthy and ready to roll in the playoffs. That's what, with as long as that season is anymore, these games now are important just for jockeying for, you know, getting yourself into the playoffs. But the results, individually really mean nothing until you get to the playoffs, as Steelers fans well know.
All right. They've got the Packers in 2 weeks in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Then they have the Colts in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Later on, they've got the Bills is in at the end of November in Pittsburgh. Now, they have a road game against the Chargers. Chargers aren't bad. All right, so that could be a challenge. But other than that, now they got the Lions. That's right before Christmas in Detroit. Now, that's 2 months off. But I don't know, the table, if the Steelers can stay healthy, hello, anybody listening, they're setting the table up real nice right now. They really are.
By the way, Penn State, LIU, 6 o'clock,
yes,
Saturday night.
Now, it would be interesting, all right, you got, if you've never been to Pagula, they got that big video thing hanging from the ceiling, you know, in the middle of the rink. When the hockey game is over, let the crowd stay and switch on the football game? Would they do that? What the heck? I mean, if you're willing to hit the concession stand.
Might depend on how things are going with the aforementioned football game.
Hey, it's just a thought.
More boos being heard on that Penn State campus. It may just depend on how things are
you
going.
You are such a pessimist. That's terrible. What's the matter with you?
I'm just suggesting it is a possibility.
All right. We'll mention one quick thing, then we're going to take a break and have some fun. This hockey game outside on January 31st. Oh, this is going to be great. I definitely want to get tickets. The general tickets go on sale tomorrow. Now, what I don't know, tomorrow at midnight, tomorrow at 8 a.m., I really don't want to stay up till midnight tonight to buy some tickets to a hockey game. You know what I mean? Yeah. So if somebody out there happens to know, later on when we open up the phones, call in and inform me. I haven't really seen anything. Maybe I missed it. About like, okay, here's when we're going to turn it on. Pagula, again, only has about 6,000 seats. And, of course, they sell it out for the men every time. Great place to go. Beaver Stadium has, we're rounding, 100,000 seats. And I really do think they're going to sell out this game. All right? I really do think. And so I don't want to wake up Wednesday morning and hop on a computer and it's like, oh, we're all sold out. And I'm going to like, I'll get really angry if that happens.
Yeah, I'm still not sure how many tickets are going to be available, like if they not all of the seats because of the renovations are going to be available, so I'm still not sure exactly where they're at in terms of if they do sell out, what that means in terms of the numbers.
I've already figured out where I want to buy seats.
Yeah?
I've already figured it out because I've seen that little map that shows the attack zone seats and the double attack zone seats. I still would like to get a triple attack zone seat. Is that like on a drone and you're flying over the rink or something? I don't know. But I know where I want to get my seats.
I'm holding out for the DECA attack seats. Let's do it.
The DECA attack seats. Okay.
Let's do it, folks.
Whatever. So again, that's tomorrow. I just need to figure out when tomorrow, because I'm wondering if, again, you can get it through Ticketmaster. That's Penn State's ticket seller. You can also, I guess, get a link through the Penn State Athletics website, and it'll kind of, you know, like jump you over. But I got to believe it's going to be a surge tomorrow. Let's make sure that the servers keep running, okay? Because this is going to be a really hot ticket. There we go. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. Yes, we're going to save the heavy stuff for next hour. Lots of that. Your calls, of course. When we come back, we're going to have some fun. My sci-fi friends and fantasy friends and so on. We're going to have some fun, so stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Welcome right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox. The Fox Sports Weekend.
Is your Sunday home for the National Football League. All of the big teams.
Spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Big names.
Burrow throws over the middle into coverage, and it is caught. Unbelievable.
It's the NFL. Sundays
on Central PA Sports Authority.
The Fox Sports Weekend. Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox.
Fox Sports.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home.
Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports. I love Pittsburgh sports. We both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Now, a fraternity or sorority is a brotherhood or sisterhood formed around common goals and aspirations. These men and women make a commitment to each other for life. The members that form a fraternity or sorority share their efforts, friendship, and knowledge, where they should never, ever look the same. That's why there's PAMP, printing and more printing. All kinds of t-shirts for all of your groups and events, with the artwork as wild as... artwork as visually stimulating as your mind's eye sees it.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you off some open phone time coming up in the second and final hour of today's big show.
All the heavy hitter issues we're saving for the next hour, folks, so get ready, all right? We'll get to you in that. Right now we're going to lighten up for a little bit, all right?
Yeah.
One of our sponsors, again, an event. I cannot wait for this event to be here, the Happy Valley Comic Convention or Comic Con on February 28th. And March 1, you've already probably heard some commercials about it and so on. And so we welcome back to our microphone. I'm going to do my best, Chris Berman. Tom, Home on the Range.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're
the Homer.
Because you can sing it.
Yes. Oh, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play.
Where seldom is heard
a discouraging word.
Unless you live in State College over the last two 2 days.
Yeah, apparently you were in the Beaver Stadium.
Why? What happened?
Let's move on, Tom. let's please move on. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Getting excited. This is going to be the best Comic-Con ever.
Well, it's definitely going to be the biggest.
Yes, yes. What? We now are renting the whole building. So instead of 50,000 square feet of fun, it's now 100,000 square feet of fun.
Well, that's nearly doubling the fun.
Nearly doubling?
I think that's getting close. I'm never really
Take out the calculator, buddy. Take out the calculator.
It's darn close. I'm pretty sure.
It's double. Yes, yes. We're renting the other side,
that's
too.
That's amazing.
So, and we have some great celebrities coming. We have more and more vendors coming. It's really becoming the in thing to do during the winter months up here.
All the cool kids are going to be there.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You could come and see that hockey game and just stay for another month and see me.
Why not?
That would be great.
Okay, that would be an interesting strategy. All right.
Heck yeah.
What? First off, for folks who have no idea, Happy Valley Comic Con, they have no idea what that means. What is this thing?
Well, it's a convention, but I guess the official name is the Patton Township Happy Valley Comic and Collectibles Convention.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Got to put in the Patton Township because they've been very, very supportive of us. And we do comics and collectibles because a lot of times if you just use the word comic, they think, oh, I don't like comic books. But we're going to have more than comic books. We have Magic the Gathering. We have sports cards. We have Pokemon cards. We have Yu-Gi-Oh! We have cosplayers. We have, it's a comic convention, but it's, what do you call that when it's modern day, not hip hop, it's pop culture. There we go. It's right. Pop culture. It's anything and everything.
I was just going with wide ranging.
Well, that's boring.
That's Home on the Range. Okay, wide ranging.
Wide ranging. Oh, I see what you did there. I don't think he did it on purpose.
No.
I think it was just pure luck.
Very rarely do good things for me happen on purpose.
How long have you been doing this now, Tom?
Believe it or not, this is our fourth year, and we've basically have tripled in the amount of people coming attendance-wise, and then as the great one mentioned, we doubled in size.
I knew it was close. I knew you were
dead on, man. You were dead on.
He's not a math major, but it's okay. So it's only been 4 years, really?
Believe
I thought
it went
longer than that.
No, we started in 22.
Okay.
So it's 22. We had about 2,000 attendees. And then 23, we had 4,500 attendees. And then last year, we had a little bit over 6,000. And we're shooting for 8,000, at least 8,000 this year.
Okay, all right.
We have a lot of support from a lot of local businesses, so that's really great. You guys are supporting us. The Nittany Sports Cards, Nittany Plus, is supporting us. Comic Cove is supporting us. Happy Valley Brewing. And, of course, our major guy is Happy Valley Adventure Bureau. They really are supporting us with funds. We had a grant that lets us advertise. And so if you go down 322 and see billboards, Happy Valley Adventure Bureau gave us the funds to do the billboards,
cool,
to do the buses going, the CATA buses going through.
So with all of this, you feel like you can overcome our support. It's looking promising.
You guys are like the speed bump of a highway.
Believe me. Don't I know it.
No, but we're doing the best we can.
I think you've got a shot at
all. Oh, I think he's nailed us. We're the speed bump. Okay.
The speed bump of
very nice.
Penn State.
Now, this is the Nittany Valley Sports Center, which is out near State College Airport. Was that the plan, to get the whole building?
Eventually. But they actually approached us saying, hey, could you take over the whole building this upcoming year? Mostly because if we take half the building, they have programming on the other half of building. And then their staff is split between trying to support two different groups coming on at the same time. So they said, hey, would you guys be willing? We were thinking, you know how you make a blueprint and a plan, a five-year plan? We were thinking year five or six, maybe expanding, also getting bigger stars, but we're actually got bigger stars now.
I think I see where this is going. So we started with half of the building. Now we're getting the entire building. Next year, we conquer the world.
Soon enough.
You're
skipping some steps. We have to conquer Pennsylvania.
Have you ever played Risk?
You can't go too fast. You got to start with your little.
I always lost.
Military history is not his thing.
Always go with Risk, boys and girls. Always go for Australia. Australia first, because there's only one way in. You protect that way in, and then you just grow your armies. Take over the world.
I tried to get Guam was always my...
Guam.
Yes! Everybody's like, all right, you got Guam. I'm like, yes, I did! And then...
Oh, we're going to Fiji. Okay, yeah, here we go. All right, enough of that. I'm trying... I'm blanking here. There was just a Comic-Con somewhere last week... 2 weeks ago?
Are you talking about New York Comic Con?
Is that the one? It was
the
New York.
The biggest, largest
that
comic
one,
convention.
That little thing.
On the, that old thing. We'll be surpassing them. Never.
They're not running out the center, though, are they?
No, they're not.
I mean,
yeah, they have the...
They're doing what they can.
The Jacob Javits Center.
Okay, what I'm trying to get across. These things happen all year long, I guess, right?
Oh, absolutely. Nonstop. We kind of started off usually in the winter time, unless you're south, there's not too many conventions going on. Like we start the season up here in the north with that last weekend in February. And then after that, it's like bam, 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 bam. New York Comic Con's large. I used to actually set up at New York Comic Con. It's crazy.
Really?
And it is crazy. The first year I was just like, this is insane. Wall to wall people. I actually went into my booth in a corner to calm down and shelter in place, so to speak, because it was a madhouse.
Huh.
And it's hard to get in. My problem is I like Penn State Homecoming, and Comic-Con's always in October. New York Comic-Con's always in October. Penn State's Homecoming is almost always in October, and maybe once every 2 or 3 years they overlap. And I always choose the blue and white over New York Comic Con.
Good for you.
Ding, 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 ding.
There we go. Now, lots of activities, lots of things going on. Special guests and speakers. Let's talk about the special guests and speakers, because when you told me who your headliner is, I about melted on the floor. All right.
Picking up pieces. I see pieces.
Yeah, right over
there. There he is, over there in the corner.
Okay, yeah.
Trisha Helfer from Battlestar Galactica fame, as well as Lucifer. She was Lucifer's mom. And she actually was just recently in a movie. It's called Primitive War. It's an Australian movie, but we're hoping to be able to show that at the State Theater. But we are very, very fortunate to have gotten her. Actually, we almost had Jonathan Frakes. He was ready to sign with us, but it turned out there's a Star Trek cruise the week before our convention, and there was no way he could get down off the cruise ship and up to our convention. But he did say...
Next year.
Shh. Be quiet. Say it in a low voice. It's a secret. Next year.
Okay.
He wants to be part of the convention.
Look out.
Yeah.
Look out.
But we are still so phenomenally pleased that Trisha Helfer is coming. I mean, she's a knockout.
Oh.
A very talented actress. Very, very happy to have her. And then we also have voice actors from Yu-Gi-Oh! We also have a voice actor from Dragon Ball Z and a voice actor from Pokemon. And then we have Trisha Coco, Tracy Coco, excuse me. And she was in Star Trek The Next Generation. So she was in Star Trek Next Generation and also...
Several of them, yeah.
Yeah, Deep Space Nine. She's the only character to wear every single colored uniform during the series.
Is that
so
right?
She moved up, yes, and then sometimes she was here. She was kind of like...
That's a pretty cool...
She was like the number one extra. That sounds weird. She rarely ever spoke. I don't think she did speak. But if Picard's listening to music, you know, a concert, she was Picard's guest. Or when they said, okay, everyone line up, she was the first one in the lineup. So she played different characters, and each character had a different uniform, and she was always there.
That is wild.
Yeah, yeah. If you go to the website, you can look under her and click on a video. Someone compiled a video of all of her appearances on Next Generation.
That's phenomenal.
And just put them right after each other.
Cool.
It is. It truly is. So I'm excited about her, and we have still more coming. All right. Can't officially say anything because no contracts are signed.
Oops. All right. Don't want to do that.
Oh, that reminds me. Forget about that Jonathan Frakes thing. He hasn't signed anything.
Yeah.
We didn't hear anything.
We know nothing.
I know nothing. I hear nothing.
Oh, gone.
There we go. But Tricia Helfer, the sexiest Cylon ever.
You can't say that on
yes,
the video.
Yes, you can.
I don't think so. The ACC or the
Scott, you are
SEC?
So
super. SEC, yeah, the Southeast SEC. Conference. Yeah.
Yes, they say no to that kind of stuff, I think.
Oh, man, I want to meet her. Oh,
well,
I didn't even notice that. I noticed her wonderful mind.
Cricket. Are you kidding me?
I'm going to have to get a video of Tricia up on our little screen right here.
Oh, and then he'll notice.
He'll change his tune real fast, all right?
Well, you can. I'm just about her mind. You guys and your superficial ways.
I mean, you can meet her. You have autographs. They're going to cost like $50 for her. And then also a selfie, if you want to take a selfie with her. It's another 50 or both. It would be 80. I believe she reduces it to 80. Or if you want a professional photo, so we're bringing a professional photographer with a different background, you can get up to 4 people in with a picture for her for $70. And then it will be printed out there, and then she could sign it, you know, if you wanted it signed. Of course, the autograph will cost $50, but... it's not too bad compared to some people out there. I mean, you go to some conventions, oh, it's $200, $300 for an autograph. Oh, Mark Hamill?
Oh, my.
Mark Hamill,
wow.
Any of the I don't want to say A-listers because that's insulting, you know, but there are people that charge a boatload of money for autographs and selfies and pictures. She is more in the reasonable. I know people are probably listening. It's like, $50. It's like,
yeah.
Guys, you haven't been to a convention.
Yeah.
Go and check out some other conventions and see how much they cost. And she's reasonable.
Now, you're going to have costume contests again. And
absolutely.
I've never dressed up. When I have gone, I just, you know, but I'm walking around, I'm seeing people in Star Wars garb.
Oh, yeah, the 501st.
Some Star Trek stuff. Anime is.
Anime is huge in this area.
I'm assuming these are Penn State students because they look awfully young and they're dressed up in anime with girls with short skirts and long legs.
There he goes again. Holy mackerel.
You notice,
superficial. Superficial.
Okay, stop it.
Please, I have to work with this.
But there's a ton of anime. Kids, I mean, young people just show up in anime and
yes.
There are contests. They can win prizes.
They can win prizes. We have 3 different categories. There's the 12 and under, there's the 12 to 17-year-olds, and then 18 and over. And we have 2 on Saturday, 1 on Sunday. The older ones are on the Sunday one because, you know, we want people to have time to get their costumes together and things like that. But and they win con cash. So you get first place. Here's $100 that you can spend throughout the convention. So you can buy anything you want for the $100 in con cash. Some people give monetary money, but as a past vendor, I always hated that. It's like they take the $100 and then they go to Dunkin' Donuts for coffee and donuts. Why not make it so, hey, you can buy something cool from one of the vendors? And the vendors seem to really enjoy that that concept that, hey, we're keeping the money inside the building.
Love it. All right.
So, yeah, they have a fun time. But there's plenty of people that don't even do the costume contest. They're just showing up. And we're very fortunate to have Penn State's Alliance of Heroic Hearts. That's the cosplay student organization on Penn State's campus. They helped us out with the parade. Did you guys see the parade? Penn State had a parade Friday night.
Like a week ago? Okay.
Yeah, Friday. What? What?
I was otherwise occupied as...
You on a Friday night?
Yeah,
what do you got going on?
Just a little State High football, rolling to another victory.
A little football game a couple blocks away. Yeah.
Oh, I get it. All right.
Now,
I was buzzing that night, though, I will say that.
I was.
Good heavens.
Holy mackerel. Yeah, when they announced, okay, here's the homecoming parade, and then hey, they announced the there was a concert at the Bryce Jordan Center. There was an ice hockey game. State College High School was playing football in
Women's
town.
Volleyball had a big match.
Yeah. It was just like
bonkers.
Anyone going to be at the parade? But I got to say, the parade, I think, was larger this year than last year.
Yeah, I heard from a couple of folks that did go that it was, yeah,
I was impressive, and people liked it. We had Chewbacca walking down on the parade route.
There you go.
We had someone dressed up as Batman, someone dressed up as Princess Peach from the Mario Brothers game. Okay. Bowser. Bowser was number one. Now, like people screamed, Bowser! He was number one. Number two was Spider-Man. We had someone dressed up as Spider-Man. And number three, by my surprise, was Chewbacca and tied with Princess Peach, I'd say, for popularity.
Yeah.
But Chewbacca's awesome. He'll be at the Comic-Con, as well as all those other guys will be at the Comic-Con, too. And like I said, they just dress up. They're not there for contests. They're just there for pictures.
Just having fun.
Very
cool. Now, according to Jeff, you've doubled the space for the adventure.
I think they got close
this
anyway.
Year.
Yeah, we got really close, going from 50,000 to 100,000.
Right, so, but you're looking for more vendors.
Absolutely. Now, you know, I don't want to. If we just doubled the amount of vendors, the vendors that have been with me for 3 or 4 years, if we don't double the attendance, they make less money. And it's not fair to them. They've been there. So even though we doubled the space, we're only increasing vendors by about 30%.
All right.
Because I want to make sure that, I mean, it's
yeah.
You need celebrities, you need attendees, you need vendors. You know, I don't want to, as a past vendor, or I still vend sometimes, I don't want that to happen. So we open up, there's an AstroTurf section. That's where the cosplayers like the 501st Stormtroopers will be set up, or the Jedi training will be on that side. Instead of having the game room, we'll have a game area, so card games will be going on over there. That's where we'll do the photographs and things like that. So we're kind of moving some things over there and expanding that space, the fun stuff, so to speak. So I respect the vendors. I don't want my feedback from the vendors to be like, you doubled the space, I made nothing. You know, I get it. Like, no, I said, we had not planned this. It was like, please do this for us, and we're like, they gave us an offer we couldn't refuse.
Okay, yeah, very nice.
Any
kind of vendor. I can recall, like, I think it was last year, somebody from Western PA, they had a big giant fudge stand.
Yep.
They had all kinds of, like,
we
specially made fudges and stuff. So vendors don't necessarily have to be sci-fi or something.
Not totally. I mean, I'd like sci-fi adjacent, but when it comes to food, I mean, there are some people that make, you know, Yoda cookies or this, that, or something like that. But, like, we just said yes to a gourmet popcorn person will be there. We had someone who set up last year. He made mead, different flavored meads.
Oh, yeah.
He sold out. He was like, when can I sign up for this year? He did very, very well. X-Men Brewery will be there. So we do have that, and that gives me the option. Any food, I have to go to the Nittany Valley Sports Center and say, hey, is it okay? Because they don't want to compete. Or I don't want my vendors to compete with their sales. But they've been very, very open saying, yeah, that should be okay. That should be okay. But, yeah, we have 3D printed people. We have crochet people that did very, very well. We had someone that had, like, miniature trees, and they sold out. I don't get it.
Miniature trees?
Yeah, like Mr. Miyagi, the origami, or no, that's the paper thing. The tree.
Oh, like Japanese little trees.
Yeah, Japanese little trees.
Okay, whatever.
There's a name for it.
Yes,
there is. Look that up, somebody.
Okay.
Do it. have your staff look that
staff,
up.
Staff, get on that, would you please?
That would
so much work on keeping our signals.
That would be us.
Also, if we could do something about the phone. Never mind.
Yeah. But, so it's, and that's what we want. Like, there's some Comic-Cons that are just pure comics. And that's fine. You know, if you're a comic book dealer, you just want the pure comics and comic book artists, and we're going to have plenty of comic book artists. And then there's Comic-Cons that are just like a Funko Pop toy convention more than anything else. And then there are animation conventions. We're trying to get everybody. We're trying to have something for everyone that's out there.
bonsai trees.
The bonsai!
Thank you.
There you go.
Bonsai!
Okay, Fight. There we go. All right, finally.
Good job, staff. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, you both have Dunkin' drinks. That must be a theme. Okay.
Oh, that's the good stuff.
All right,
it
now,
is.
Now
it
Tom, this sounds a little expensive if I wanted to go attend. This sounds pretty pricey.
$1 million. Oh,
but, no,
but it's well worth it.
I mean,
I just need one to show up. Please, just one.
One guest, yeah.
No, it's actually not too bad. I mean, tickets are online and they're cheaper right now. And if you buy the ticket, you get a free pin. But at the door, it's going to be $20 for Saturday, $15 for Sunday, or if you do a 2-day pass, it's $30. Take about 10% off if you buy the tickets online. Now, I mean, obviously there's processing and all this other stuff, so I don't, $17.35 I think is the official number, but once you get said and done with the tolls, it'll be under $20 for Saturday. And, you know, buy a two-day ticket. Children, 6 and under are free on Saturday. 10 and under on Sunday are free.
Wow.
So we're trying to make Sunday a family day. Like I said, you can buy the tickets online, and everyone who buys a ticket online, we make collector pins every year, and we have a brand new one coming out. I just put it up on Facebook. It's a great circular thing. We actually had vendors say, can we get those too? And it's like, it's a special for attendees, but I'll see. You give me $1 million?
I'll give
you two of the pins. But
your
so we try and promote people to buy tickets online because they're cheaper, and you get a gift. And then on top of that, we'll probably have a special early entry. So you pay a little extra to come in earlier, but you also get last year we had a free Nightwing comic, an exclusive simply for it, and we're trying to do an exclusive. It's just talking to Marvel and DC and, hey, you have to buy this many, and what comic is going to be out in February?
All right.
So it's exciting.
What's the website?
It's www.happyvalleycomiccon.com. That's www.happyvalleycomiccon.com. That was my radio voice.
It was very well
That's
done.
Not bad.
Why, thank you.
Okay, yeah.
Do I have a future in it?
And tickets are on sale right now.
Absolutely. You can go to happyvalleycomiccon.com, go on the tickets navigation button, and ba-bam. Right there and then, you could say, I want these tickets, and I'll take you to the website to buy tickets.
Best prices are right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Get on it right now. Stop listening to this radio.
No.
Get up.
No.
What?
No.
Oh.
Don't do that.
Well, you can do both. You can multitask.
Bonsai trees.
Bonsai trees.
Bonsai!
That's what I just did. So, Tom, this is great. Congratulations. I mean, this is a fun event, and let's see, October, November, December, January. That's like 4 months off.
It's hard to believe. Four months.
Need those 4 months to go by fast. So
they will. They will. And I mean, now comes crunch time. Okay, how many tables? How much this? How much that? Sound system, stage, blah, blah, blah. Now's the, oh, my gosh, why are we doing this? But it's an awesome. It all comes together. It's like having a huge party once a year.
You're doing it because Tricia Helfer's coming. Is she going to wear the dress that she wore in Galactica?
Superficial. Superficial.
Okay, let's move on.
Will she share her deepest thoughts? That's what I want to know. I just want to know, is she willing to just talk?
Well, I think that's one of the panels. There's the Battlestar Galactica sexy panel, and then there's the Meaning of Life panel that we're adding in later
on.
That's
what I'm all about.
I figured you'd want to go to that one.
I don't know why we have to put up with this.
I'll go to the first one. Hey, Tom, thanks for coming in.
Oh, no, thank you. It's always a pleasure, and I really appreciate all your support, too. Thank you, guys, so much.
No, we're looking forward to it, as always.
How old's the Mad Turtle now?
He is 10. Last year for the opportunity to go
free.
For free on Sunday.
Hey.
Next year, he's going to have to pay. But he's been saving up.
Okay.
He's been saving up.
Saving up? It's cheap. Saving up. That's What? That's one day of your allowance to them, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. That's something like that.
Whoa, a little pricey.
That's what he thinks it should be, yes.
All right, let's take a break.
All right.
We've been having way too much fun. Now let's get into the deep stuff.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. I guess we have to do that. I'm sorry. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Get your phone ready. All right, we will come right back.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Fox Sports.
Bigger and better than ever, it's the 2026 Happy Valley Comic Convention, February 28th and March 1st at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with special guest Tricia Helfer, the gorgeous Cylon from Battlestar Galactica, and Tracy Coco from Star Trek, along with actors from Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, and other Japanese series. Collectibles, discussions, artist costume contest, and much more. Get your tickets starting now at $8 at HappyValleyComicCon.com. Kids 10 and under free on Sunday. HappyValleyComicCon.com. Made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there, stop in today.
Stay big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
WFXX, Huntington. Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox College. It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. Phone line once again wide open. Open phone time here till the end of the program. 814-954-7266. We'll get you into the big show this morning. And, well, lots that we can get into. That is for sure.
You think? All right. Let's start with Penn State football. All right, why not? Earlier last hour you played a couple of clips. You played one from Pat Kraft. You played one from Terry Smith.
Yep.
What'd you think yesterday?
Very good. I mean, Terry Smith is the one thing that I we are in a new era. There is no question about that. And it is one of those things where I think there's a lot of people that are longing for the quote-unquote good old days. And the good old days aren't coming back. One of the things that stuck out to me, and I thought Pat Kraft brought a lot of energy. I think he is very sincere, all of that.
not once was academics mentioned in the entire press conference yesterday.
Because they don't care.
And, again, we're in a new era. I get it as far as it goes. But I just, that was something that stood out to me, and I haven't seen it. Maybe others have mentioned that also. I haven't seen it anywhere. He's drawn a lot of praise, and I think rightfully so. I think Pat Kraft is focused in on doing what he can to support the student athletes and pursuing championships and developing as athletes. I think there is a bigger purpose to college athletics. And it's not that I don't think Pat Kraft believes in that bigger purpose, but I think the fact that academics wasn't mentioned. Now, I think Pat would tell you, well, when I said we are mean something and some of the other things about the history of Penn State, that's what I was talking about. I'm sure if we asked him that, that's what he would say. But at no point was the student in student-athlete emphasized the way it once was. And, by the way, that's not a Penn State thing. That's not a Pat Kraft thing. That's a world of college athletics as we now know it. And, again, it's a different time, and you can, as I do, yearn for the good old days, but you can also recognize that those days are gone. And if you want to, and this is, I think, the bigger question to me for Penn State fans, and there was an interesting column. Oh, did I leave that up? I meant to. Yeah, I'll see if I can find it for the next segment, but I don't think I have it on my. Oh, I have it somewhere. Anyways, there was a column yesterday that was written by a fellow that I'm not familiar with, and I don't mean any disrespect. I just wasn't familiar with his work. But the column was talking about just the reason for the change and what all has gone right, what all has gone wrong over the course of the James Franklin tenure for Penn State. And he gets into the Sandusky scandal and talks about the incidents that he says occurred, some of them in football facilities, which, again, not true, but leaving that aside for a moment, talks about the idea that the only thing that can unite the Penn State community is a national championship. And I don't know that that's accurate. I don't know that it's not accurate. But if that is accurate, what stands out to me is, if you remember when the sanctions were handed down, there were a lot of folks looking down over their glasses down at Penn State. Oh, you people. Oh, you are just consumed by the football culture. And you got so consumed by football that you didn't care about the well-being of children. Oh, you people in Happy Valley. Oh, you despicable people. You put football is way too big of a deal to you folks, and it has been for these last couple of decades. Well, do you want to look at the money that was being spent when that was being said about this area and football being too big of a deal and we prioritized it too much? Do you want to compare that to where we are at right now? And supposedly it was all Penn State has learned its lesson. Yeah, you can't. And again, I think that was a ridiculous narrative. But for those that buy into it, I do find it fascinating now that it's like, well, yeah, you got to win a national championship or how else would you pull people together? Okay, that seems like maybe you're really over prioritizing football results over pretty much anything else.
Yes. Yes. All right. Academics does not put fannies in the seats.
This is a fact. Right?
It doesn't. It just doesn't. But that's not the world we live in anymore. They shouldn't even use the term student athlete anymore. Just get rid of it. They're athletes. And they can hit the portal and they can jump like some guys have done. They've played at four schools in 4 years.
Yep.
Or five schools in 5 years or some such thing, whatever. And NIL money. Okay, I'll come to your school. How much are you going to pay me? We already know a lot of these athletes are asking those questions. Because that's this current world that we live in. Yeah, it is. Now, you don't have it on the computer anymore, but I wish you had that clip from last hour of Pat Kraft. This is what we want in a Penn State coach. And he lists all these things. I don't know, maybe you can find it again later.
Yeah.
Superman couldn't do all those things, for goodness sakes. I mean, I was listening to that clip, well, yesterday, but now again this morning, I'm like, whoo, you don't want much, do you? And I'm not being critical, but holy mackerel. I mean, we're talking, got to do this and this and this. You got to attack the portal, but you have to show humility. And I'm thinking, oh, for goodness sakes, I don't think Superman could do all these things.
And you need to respect the, I'm paraphrasing here, but you need to respect the history of Penn State and understand. Underlying all of that is you better win. Like, yeah, we want you to relate to the fans. We want you to do that. You got to win. You got to win a national championship. We have invested in a stadium. You got to win a national championship.
Yeah.
Listen, should that be the goal? Yes. Do I want that to be the clearly stated objective? Of course. But I will point out that they are saying the same thing at least 20 other institutions.
At least.
Like Alabama football, you better believe, like, no, we're not trying to get to the Final Four. We need to win a national championship. Yeah. We need to be the program in college football. Georgia believes it should be that. Ohio State certainly thinks it is entitled to that. Michigan believes that it should be that. Oregon believes it should be that. Texas has made the investment. Texas A&M has made the investment. You go down the list of other Miami of Florida, Florida State, I think they are going to make a move in the very near future because they believe they should be winning national titles. USC certainly feels it should be winning national titles. Oklahoma believes it is entitled. Nebraska, if you heard Matt Rhule yesterday, very good things to say about Penn State. Also, they believe they should be back in the and winning national titles at Nebraska. Well, here's the thing. Over a 10-year period, at the most, you will have 10 schools winning national titles. At the most.
Oh, okay.
Well, that leaves another 10
or more
plus
schools
that are like, no, we have to win a national title that are not going to win a national title. Notre Dame certainly feels it. By God, we have to be winning national titles. Well, so again, do I think it is the rightful objective? Yes. I think I am in the minority, and I'm okay with that. While I think that should be the objective, and I think you should be pursuing that, I also think there's something to be said for being, yeah, one of the top 10 programs in the country, doing things the quote-unquote right way, and I'm not even sure what that means anymore. I have my thoughts on what that means, but again, we're in a different era. But more and more, and it's one of the things that I keep seeing, and I listening to the national pundits is, again, well, they wouldn't put up with James Franklin's record, 4-21 against top 10 opponents. That wouldn't be tolerated at a place like Texas or USC. Okay. And how many national titles are those schools winning in recent years?
Lately,
I mean, and they same thing. I wouldn't be tolerated at Tennessee. Okay. And they are still pursuing. Well, they wouldn't tolerate that at Texas. Well, I mean, Steve Sarkisian will be gone. But, okay. And even where they have won national titles. Again, Dabo Swinney is on the hot seat in Clemson. He's won two. There's only three active coaches that have won any. He's won two. They're ready to get rid of him. Kirby Smart is a two-game losing streak away from being at least wanted out of town at Georgia. Ryan Day coming off, I'm telling you, if they lose to Michigan at the end of this year
again,
they are a year removed from a national title. There's a reasonable chance that they will be undefeated going into that Michigan game. They could win a second national title, second straight, and there will be Ohio State fans, and it's going to be a noisy, large group of Ohio State fans saying, no, we got to move on. I mean, this is
crazy.
This is the insanity of college football fandom and the big money involved. Again, $50 million, give or take, is what Penn State is paying out, is what Penn State owes to James Franklin. How that gets taken care of, I don't know. You're seeing various stories on various things. Whatever. They're on the hook for it, whether they get somebody else to step up and pay for it. And then they're on the hook for all of the assistant coaches' salaries, and then on the hook for the new coaches. And if those coaches don't win and win big within 3 years, I get it. I want to see Penn State win a national title. I want them to be committed to it. But I also understand there's a lot of other really good teams, really good programs with even more resources. Ironhead, Penn State is just, I mean, we're spending, yeah, we are. And also, there's 10 to 15 other programs that are spending more than Penn State that have better facilities that are, well, yeah, but Penn State, I mean, we should be winning the national titles. That'd be really cool. Again, Notre Dame believes it should be. Ohio State feels entitled. Texas, you go 20, 25 programs at least who the department, the football staff, the fans all lie that, no, we should be winning national titles. There's one each year. Again, over a 10-year period, at the most, you're having 10 different programs win national titles. That's if nobody repeats over a 10-year period. That's and the margin for error there is not much. Penn State has been very, very competitive.
Yeah, but they haven't gotten it done.
No, they haven't. But they were right there with Notre Dame. They were right there with Oregon. They were, yeah, but Ironhead, they got to win. Okay. I genuinely hope they do. I truly hope whoever the next coach is. I haven't heard a name. Like, Kurt Cignetti, sign me up. That would be great.
Hmm.
Do I think that's a guarantee that Penn State then goes out and wins a national title? No, I sure don't. Do I think it could happen? Yep. Do I think Cignetti is a great coach? Yep. Gives Penn State a chance. Do I think that's a guarantee? Nope. I love Matt Rhule. Matt Rhule, if you listen to his comments on Penn State and Pat Kraft and James Franklin, I mean, that is a dude that gets the culture, grew up here, went to Penn State, has forged a very good coaching resume. Certainly from the gets the Penn State culture, gets the Penn State history, check, check, check. Again, I think he is a great coach. I really do. Is there anybody anywhere that's like, oh, yeah, if Matt Rhule comes in, national titles just going to be rolling in one after the other here in Happy Valley? Could happen. I'm not saying that. Again, I'd be very happy with Matt Rhule. Do I think that's a guarantee? No. Not even close. I don't think there's... Nick, shoot for the moon. Urban Meyer, Nick Saban. Could. Don't think there's a guarantee with anybody that comes in. Why? Well, because there's a lot of things that go into it. It's getting the right quarterback with the right coordinator at the right time, staying healthy, getting the right line, creating the right culture, getting a little luck. Oh, Ironhead. No, it's all... No, I'm telling you, there isn't a championship team out there that somewhere along the way you didn't get a bounce or a call that went your way. That's part of the deal. You got to get a little bit of luck in there. So, again, I'm excited to see who it is that they ultimately bring in. I will support them and hope like crazy that they win national titles. And I think it is much more likely than not that that won't happen. Because it's more likely than not at any program right now. Wow, Kirby Smart's already won two, Ironhead. You know he's going to win another. Do you? Does that look like a team that you're like, yeah, they're definitely winning another? Could they? Yeah, for sure. You feel... pretty locked in. Ohio State's definitely going to win the title this year, do you? Okay. Let's see how it all plays out.
All right. Let's take a break here. The world is changing, and when that happens, I've called this the age of disruption. Now, normally I'm talking about news with the age of disruption. No, it's not just news. We'll take a break here. We'll come back. If you have a thought, I think the head coach should be this, give us a call. All right, because I've seen so many names in the last 2 days.
I think great coaches that would do very, very well and might win a national title at Penn State.
I mean, I should start compiling like a master list. I mean, it's pretty like as long as my arm. It's getting a little crazy. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We will keep talking, and hopefully with you as well, when we come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox. The Fox Sports Weekend.
Is your Sunday home for the National Football League. All of the big teams.
Spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Big names.
Burrow throws over the middle into coverage, and it is caught. Unbelievable.
It's the NFL. Sundays
on Central PA Sports Authority.
The Fox Sports Weekend. Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox Sports.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home. Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House. A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania. The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of 5 themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
Seasons change, and so does the equipment you need to handle those changes. From mowing to harvesting and taking care of snow, Dotter Equipment just south of Mill Hall on Route 64 has what you need to get it done. Still doing construction? Kubota has all the equipment you need. For landscaping, Dotter Equipment has what you need with equipment from Kubota, Steel, and Land Pride.
The outdoors isn't all work and no play. Kubota, Honda Power Sports, and Suzuki have that fun covered too. And Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, has them all. Want to keep your home warm and cozy? Check out the Crown Royal Outdoor Furnaces. If you're cutting your own firewood, Daughter Equipment is your steel dealer with a saw that fits your needs perfectly. Daughter Equipment for Kubota, Honda Power Sports, Suzuki, Land Pride, Steel, Crown Royal Outdoor Furnaces, and a great selection of trailers and accessories. See it all now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us online at daughterequipment.com.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox, and Sting reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning. Jeff Byers and Scott Giese with you, and we welcome your phone calls. 814-954-7266. We'll get you into the big show this morning.
All right, you got that clip?
I do.
There it is. All right, now this is Athletic Director Pat Kraft yesterday. Essentially, okay, what are we looking for in our next head coach? And you played this last hour, and I caught it yesterday, and I'm just listening to this like, holy fright, really? All right, let's do this clip again. Here we go.
Basically, Pat Kraft says he's looking for somebody that's pretty good at coaching.
I don't think
is
so.
That was my setup.
We're going to continue to conduct a national search. Our next coach will be someone who embodies everything Penn State stands for: integrity, accountability, toughness, humility, and an elite motivator. We'll find a coach who can achieve excellence at the highest level, doing it with confidence and conviction. Recruiting will always be a pillar here. We want someone who will attract elite talent, retain players in the NIL era, and make Penn State a destination. This is also about the modern era of college football. Our next coach needs to be able to maximize elite-level resources, attack the transfer portal, and develop at the highest level. This person has to fit Penn State. They need to represent the toughness, the blue-collar work ethic, and the class that defines this institution. We want someone who honors our tradition but isn't afraid to evolve. Someone who understands the weight of we are and leads us forward with a vision of championships. The right coach will rebuild the unity and pride that defines this historic program. And they will ignite this fan base around a shared belief that we're capable of greatness and we're going to do it the right way. And we are the best program in the country. We have made significant investments in this program. We compete in the best conference in the country. And we have the best fans and alums in the country. With a renovated stadium on the horizon, I have nothing but confidence in our future and in our ability to attract an elite leader for our Penn State football program.
Whew. Again, I don't think Superman could do that. Faster than a speeding bullet. All right. Okay. Now, if you end up being one of these guys who gets considered, every prospective hire should listen to that clip and think, okay, actually, the weight of we are. That's an interesting line. That's the line in that whole spiel that stood out for me. The weight of we are. Is it possible that that weight is just too much for one guy to handle, the way he just described it? I'm not trying to criticize. It's just like, okay, or you're shooting for the stars here, or some shooting for the moon, who is who he just described? Now, again, if you've been paying attention the last day or two, the number of, you know, pundits and experts and betting houses and whatever they're called, you know, bookies or whatever, and the odds of this guy and this guy, I mean, the list of guys is incredibly long. Which one of those guys instills what you just heard in that clip? I would say none. All right? None. I mean, just, okay, it's like, holy fright. And the other thing I just, that we sort of alluded to last segment is the era of the longtime Penn State football coach is over. I don't think we're going to see that anymore. Now, again, Joe Paterno, okay, 45 years. That's crazy. James Franklin was, 12, I guess, right? 12 years. 12 is now crazy. All right, maybe 5, 6. Now, if he can actually win national championships year after year after year, which nobody does, then maybe. I mean, some of the names, Nick Saban's name, it's like Nick Saban's a smart guy. He would never walk in here. Number one, he's an older fellow, so that's not going to work. All right. Same thing with Urban Meyer. I don't see Urban Meyer walking into this. I think
both are having too much fun.
Yeah, on television.
With their life now, and yes, are. I think in both cases, but certainly in Nick Saban's. I mean, the reason he really left is he didn't want to be part of this new era. He's like, this is not what I signed up for. And so just listening to Pat Kraft's, I don't think he's interested in coming back to coach anywhere. I think he's riding off into the sunset with a beautiful ESPN game day stage and enjoying the heck out of it and having fun with Pat McAfee's antics and the whole bit. So, yeah, I'm with you. I don't think you're pulling. And even if you did, again, this is a different era. I don't think either of those guys would do what we just heard Pat Kraft talk about. Not because they're not great football coaches, not because they wouldn't try to adapt. I think neither have any interest, but even if they did, I don't think it would work in either case. Yeah. Not in today's college football world.
I mean, it's going to be interesting, number one, when they name somebody. I'm thinking December. It's got to be before the transfer portal, this new rig up that they have, first 2 weeks of January. All right, it's got to be before that. It just has to be. And then the whole process on how they're going to do this is, again, Superman could do this stuff. It's interesting. Already, in the span of 2 days, less than 2 days, there's the pro-Matt Rhule crowd, and there's the anti-Matt Rhule crowd.
Yep.
And there's two significant crowds there. Some people saying, boy, Matt Rhule, if he's the coach, I'm out of here or something. I'm toast. I'm not going to go to games anymore. Now, blah, 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 blah. Now, if you're Pat Kraft and you start doing interviews, however you end up doing them, yeah, there's a football season for the next month and a half. Most of these guys are a little busy. All right. And so they're going to take even a phone call from Penn State in during that stretch of time. Would you do that? Man, now some folks might, Penn State, big job, okay, money, greatest, they're going to have the best stadium on the planet here in a couple of years. Okay, maybe they might. But other guys are probably going to be thinking, I'm a little busy right now helping this team to hopefully success. Now, if the team's not successful, okay, but we don't want that kind of guy. That's what Pat Kraft just said. That's not what we want. I've seen Dabo Swinney's name listed on a list. Well, he's a little busy at Clemson. All right? And, yeah, they were doing some belly aching recently. But I think I'm not a Clemson expert by a mile. I think that's settled down a little bit. Okay? Kurt Cignetti, again, his name keeps coming out. Indiana's number 3 in the country right now. They're on a real roll. They just had a big win at Oregon, so, I mean, great for them. He's going to take a phone call from Penn State right now? Now, some of you are convinced he is. I mean, who's better right now, Indiana or Penn State? You don't have to think long on that one, all right?
Indiana. Yes, as a program, there's no, I mean, Indiana is up and coming, but Penn State is, as a program, I mean.
Is that enough to draw?
Yeah, Indiana is trying to play catch up, and they are catching up in pretty short order. But, yeah, there's a lot of things that come into play.
I mean, I wish we had this clip. I saw a clip of Cignetti. Maybe it was from yesterday. I'm not sure. Where, you know, he talks about, you know, the kind of players that he wants to attract. Now he's talking about Indiana. The kind of players he wants to attract who may not necessarily be the top players. But the idea is we see potential in this kid, so we're going to bring him in, and we're going to train him, work him around, you know, all the, which I guess essentially is what Indiana's been doing the last couple of years. All right, Indiana's not drawing elite talent. They're not. They're Indiana. Maybe the basketball team might do that, although those days are kind of in the rearview mirror a little bit for Indiana. Sorry, Hoosiers fans, but it's true. All right, football, are you kidding? No. Tom Allen was their coach a couple of years ago. They did nothing. All right, then he comes here. Okay, and that lasted, what, a year? That didn't last very long. The era of the longtime Penn State football coach, I think, is just gone. Terry Smith right now is an anomaly because he's been here, what, as a coach, what, 12 years, right?
Yep.
All right. That's an anomaly. All right. Just, and then you play that clip, it's like Dr. Kraft, he's got a doctorate. Dr. Kraft, you're asking a lot. And then flip that coin. If you're a prospective coach, you're thinking, do I really want to walk into this? Because the bar has been set like 50,000 feet up. Ooh, I mean, these next couple months are going to be really interesting. Saturday night will be really interesting.
Is for sure.
If Penn State comes out and plays a great game and wins at Iowa, then okay, what are people going to say? Ah, I told you. Not Franklin. I know I do it. If they come out and essentially lay out another stinker and they have 4 losses in a row, what are people going to say? Panic stricken. They'll be running into the streets or something. Don't do that, by the way. Just, no, it's not worth it. So, I mean, we thought Donald Trump was fun to watch. Watch these next 2 months right here. Holy smokes. Woo. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll have one more brief segment. You folks have been awfully shy. I know we're really smart. That's true.
Clearly that's the case.
But you need to chime in, too. We don't mind, but we'll only have a few minutes. Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Bigger and better than ever, it's the 2026 Happy Valley Comic Convention, February 28th and March 1st at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with special guest Tricia Helfer, the gorgeous Cylon from Battlestar Galactica, and Tracy Coco from Star Trek, along with actors from Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, and other Japanese series. Collectibles, discussions, artist costume contest, and much more. Get your tickets starting now at $8 at HappyValleyComicCon.com. Kids 10 and under free on Sunday. HappyValleyComicCon.com. Made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand Multi-Force stand-ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
A few minutes remaining on this Tuesday edition of Let's Talk. Jeff and Scott with you. Again, the phone number is 814-954-7266.
Now, it's interesting. I'm driving to the studio this morning, and I'm listening to the two pros. All right, LeVar Arrington, of course, one of the pros. Mm-hmm. There we got a call right there. The Joe in the two pros and a couple of Joe is Jonas Knox.
Yep.
He's like the third host. And they're talking about this, State College, Penn State. And I think it was Jonas just really complaining about State College Airport. And like, well, you got to fly into Harrisburg and drive 2 hours up there. Well, that's outrageous. I can't believe they're still doing that. Right now, as we speak, there's this air summit going on over at the airport. Tomorrow, our show, Greg Scott, the CEO of CBICC, is going to join us, and we're going to talk about air service in this area. And it's ironic that the two pros are moaning about it. I'm thinking that's pretty good timing. So we're going to be talking about local air service tomorrow. Listen to this. I want to see if any answers come out of this summit today. And we'll get it straight from the CEO himself when he joins us tomorrow. Don't miss that. Let's take a call.
And good morning. You are live on Let's Talk.
Yeah, hi, fellas. This is Jeff from State College.
Hi.
I don't have a long time to stay on here. I got to get into a meeting, but I will tell you there was on that amazing list that Pat Kraft put together, what was missing was the most important thing to me. And as I want a really innovative football mind, that wasn't on there.
Well, I'm trying to think. He had the line, you know, we have our traditions, but we also want to evolve. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm not sure.
I want a guy who knows how he's something better than Andy Koltunecki.
Who was widely regarded as the most innovative offensive coordinator in the country before he came to Penn State.
How about that? Yeah.
And he was a shiny penny.
So do you have anybody out there in mind? Because, again, Penn State has gone after these innovative people, and then the fans are like, oh, no, this isn't innovative.
The guy actually under the radar for me that's like a head coach in waiting that I would go after is Brian Hartline at Ohio State.
Okay. I've seen his name mentioned the last 2 days. Yeah,
because he's going to attract you. There'll be no complaining about wide receivers anymore. So,
all right. Very good. Go to your meeting.
And I'm going to throw out there good professional coaches who know how to operate in a general manager role might be good candidates. And I'll throw you one out there who's a good professional coach who's not employed right now, is a Pittsburgh boy, too, is Mike McCarthy.
All right. That's interesting.
Yeah, I do think it is going to be interesting. I appreciate the phone
call. Thanks for your call.
Hope it is a good meeting for you this morning. We do appreciate the call. It is going to be interesting to see once I guess I am presuming, and I think correctly so, that there will be a new general manager for Penn State football once the coach is hired. That whole, we might get into this a little more tomorrow, or stay tuned for the Goon and Ironhead show this afternoon.
There you go.
Because we may be talking a little bit more about this, about just the overall systemic structure that needs to be set in place. Folks, have a great Tuesday.
Sports Radio 98.7, the Fox. Fox Sports.